Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vedi Vidanda Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading from Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 Vikashatam Thahidaya The order carries the Yamaraj for snatching the soul from the core of the heart of Ajamil, the husband of the prostitute, but with resounding voices, the messengers of the Lord Vishnu, the Vishnus forbade them to do so. Purport, the Vaishnava who has surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu is always protected by Lord Vishnu's order carriers, because Ajamil had chanted the holy names of Narayan, the Vishnu's now, and immediately arrived on the spot, but also at once ordered the Yamadutas not to touch him. By speaking with resounding voices, the Vishnudutas threatened to punish the Yamadutas as they continued to try to snatch Ajamil's soul from his heart. The order carries of Yamaraj have jurisdiction over all sinful living entities. For the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnudutas are capable of punishing anyone, including Yamaraj, if he wrongs a Vaishnava. Materialistic scientists do not know where to find the soul within the body with their material instruments. But this verse clearly explains that the soul is within the core of the heart. It is from the heart that the Yamadutas were expecting the soul of Ajami. Similarly, we learn that the Super Soul Lord Vishnu is also situated within the heart. In the Upanishads, it is said that the Super Soul and the individual soul are living in the same tree of the body as two friendly birds. The Super Soul is said to be friendly because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the original soul that when the original soul transmigrates from one body to another, the Lord goes with him. Furthermore, according to the desire and karma of the individual soul, the Lord, through the agency of Maya, creates another body for him. The heart of the body is a mechanical arrangement. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Yantra means a machine such as an automobile. The driver of the machine of the body is the individual soul, who is also its director and proprietor. But the supreme proprietor is the supreme personality of Godhead. One's body is created through the agency of Maya, and according to one's activities in this life, another vehicle is created, again under the supervision of Daivi Maya. At the appropriate time, one's next body is immediately chosen, and both the individual soul and the super soul transfer to that particular bodily machine. This is the process of transmigration. During transmigration from one body to the next, the soul is taken away by the order carriers of Yamaraj and put into a particular type of hellish life in order to become accustomed to the condition in which you will live in his next body. When order carriers of Yamaraj, the sun god, were thus forbidden, they replied, "Why are you, sirs? Who are you, sirs, that have the audacity to challenge the jurisdiction of Yamaraj?" Wherefore, according to the sinful activities of Ajamil, he was within the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, the supreme judge appointed to consider the sins of the living entities. When forbidden to touch Ajamil, the order carriers of Yamaraj were surprised, because they had never been hindered in the execution of their duty by anyone within the three worlds. Text 33, "Dear sirs, whose servants are you? Where have you come from? And why are you forbidding us to touch the body of Ajamil? Are you demigods from the heavenly planets? Are you sub-demigods? Or are you the best of devotees?" Wherefore, the most significant word used in this verse is Siddha Saptama, which means the best of the perfect. In Bhagavad Gita it said, "Manushanam sasa yukasya yatati siddhaye." Out of millions of persons, one may try to become Siddha perfect, or in other words, self-realized. A self-realized person knows that he is not the body, but spirit soul. At the present moment in particular, everyone is unaware of this fact, but one who understands this has attained perfection, therefore called Siddha. When one understands that the soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, and one thus engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Soul, one becomes Siddha Satama. One is then eligible to live in the Vaikuntha planets or Krishna Loka. The word Siddha Satama, therefore, refers to a liberated pure devotee. Since the Yamadutas are servants of Yamaraj, who is also one of the Siddhasattamas, they knew that a Siddhasattama is above the demigods and sub-demigods, and indeed above all the living entities within this material world. The Yamadutas therefore inquired why the Vishnudutas were present where a sinful man was going to die. It should also be noted that Ajamil was not yet dead, for the Yamadutas were trying to snatch his soul from his heart. They could not take the soul, however, and therefore Ajamil was not yet dead. This will be revealed in later verses. Ajamil was simply in an unconscious state when the argument was in progress between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. The conclusion of the argument was to be a decision regarding who would claim the soul of Ajamil. So these verses describe the arrival of the Vishnudutas to counteract the actions of the Yamadutas. And as explained here, he was not quite dead yet, but he was about to die. And therefore the Yamadutas were thinking, "Well, it's time for us to come, so we'll get ready. And when he's dead, then we'll take his soul." But because Ajamil had chanted the name of Narayana, then the Vishnudutas came, and they actually forbade the Yamadutas from touching him. And they spoke with a very loud voice, telling him, "You can't do this." So then the Yamadutas were very surprised that they had been prevented, because this normally didn't happen. They never experienced this before. Generally, when people die, then the Yamadutas come and take them and plot them their own particular punishments. And in this case, Ajamil definitely had done some sinful activities, so they were simply doing their duties. But somehow they were being prevented from doing their duties, so this was very strange or surprising. So therefore they asked, who are you that you can counteract us? Because nobody counteracts us. Nobody forbids us. We're very, very powerful. So therefore they asked this question that maybe you're demigods or maybe you're sub-demigods, upadevatas, or maybe you're very great devotees of the Lord. To show that the great devotees of the Lord actually are greater than the devatas even. So the idea here is that Ajamil was not a devotee, but yet he chanted the name of the Lord. And thus, the vision of Buddhas came. So it's not just that. In normal cases, of course, we would think that if you are a real Vaishnava, yes, the Lord says, I protect my devotee. In this case, Ajamil was not at the stage of being a devotee yet. He is accidentally chanting the name, and even if you remember the Lord at the point of death, it was a very momentary thing, so he's not by any means a steady devotee of any sort. So nevertheless, he chanted the name of the Lord. So that was enough to bring the Vishudutas, even without the bhakti. This could happen. So this illustrates the power of the name to invoke the Lord. But of course, we should understand that this is not the only power of the Lord. We're chanting the name of the Lord to call the Vishnu Dutas to save us from the Yama Dutas. That can happen, but that is not the only power of the name. You know, but it is one power which is manifested to persons who chant accidentally and don't have faith. Of course, when this happens, then that jiva will develop faith. They understand the great power of bhakti and worship of the Supreme Lord and the name of the Lord. So it is very possible that after this point, as in the case of Ajamil, the person will become inclined to the Lord, develop faith, and practice bhakti. This is, we can say, a precursor or a preliminary stage before bhakti, where one accidentally chants the name of the Lord. And so that is the power of the name in any case, a devotee or non-devotee chants. The effect is still there. But as I said, because it's non-devotees chanting, we have to distinguish between the non-devotee and the devotee. If the name gives mercy to the non-devotee, it must give much more mercy to the devotee. So, therefore, one will expect that if a devotee chants, definitely he'll be saved from Yamadutas, etc. But the Lord will give much more than that. So though this is a glorification of the name, showing the power of the name to destroy sins and give protection to even a non-devotee, it also is illustrating the fact that the name itself has much more to give than simply protecting us from hellish punishments, whatever. So this was the original question of Parikshit. How can these people be saved from their hellish punishments? So the answer was given, well, let them practice karma yoga and atonements. And then Parikshit rejected that. And then Sukadeva talked about jnana and renunciation, things like that. And then finally, he came to the position of this answer here, chanting the name of the Lord. So this is so practical that these persons, sinful persons, who cannot practice even atonements or jnana, they can still get relief. Or generally, a sinful person is not interested in getting atonements. He's interested in getting more enjoyment, not in doing atonements. And definitely he cannot practice renunciation in Ghana. Otherwise he wouldn't be committing sinful activities in the first place. So this is a practical method for a person who's doing sinful activities, in one sense, because it is has no qualification, not even faith. But the counterpoint of it is that it's not practical in one sense because it depends on accident. And the person is not going to have faith, and therefore generally on his own, by his own will, he will not chant the name of the Lord. Rather, it depends on some chance thing like naming her son Narayana, etc. So, which is the case here. So it is definitely a powerful process, but it's not going to save everybody because it operates on the basis of chance. And not everybody's going to name their sons Vishnu or Narayana. So the sinful people may not do that in most cases. So therefore, that also is not so applicable to people in general. That is the fault of the sinful person. He's in a very dangerous position because he cannot really help himself at all. Depends on mercy. So, if the devotees of the Lord are merciful to all these sinful people, then there's more possibility that they can get a chance to hear or chant the name of the Supreme Lord. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has emphasized the fact that we cultivate the name and we also try to give the name to everybody. That is, we don't give them teachings on the name, which would be offense, ninth upperan, but we actually spread the name everywhere and let everybody hear it. So accidentally they hear it, but then they get a chance to get this effect of the name, destroying their sinful reactions, etc. And, as I said, there's a chance that through this experience of getting saved from the Yamadutas and being perfected by the Vishnudutas, then they can develop their faith eventually. So, this is the process for the non-devotees to somehow accidentally hear the name. But to accidentally hear the name, then we can give mercy to them so that there are more chances available for them. So that is why we do Sankirtan, that is why we have Rathyatras, etc., in order to expose more people to the name, even if they're not going to become devotees in this lifetime. If they simply hear the name, or chant the name once, or see the form of the Lord, or take the prasadam, that definitely it is to their benefit. And it has its effect, that it can destroy their sinful reactions, etc. So, this is the possibility for the people. The easy possibility for the people to get rid of their sinful reactions and at the same time help them go beyond that and develop faith and then practice bhakti seriously. It may not be within one lifetime. It may take several lifetimes for this to happen. Nevertheless, the name is so powerful that this will be the effect. Well, they may go to a hellish planet.
Yeah, what happened to the Paramatma?
He's out with the jiva. Never leaves the jiva. We can say it's within the jiva even.
It is going properly.
நீங்கள்லாம் எங்கேயோ போயிருக்கீங்க, வைகுண்டா மேலே போயிருக்கீங்க, கோலை கொண்டா
கற்பனை. யூ ஹாவ் கற்றுக்கோ.
ஓகே.
Yes.